Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota. The rains have finally let up, and we had sunshine here this week, and it was a glorious, glorious 4th of July in Lake Wobegon. The big parade went off yesterday morning at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the floats were there, and the 4-H'ers, and the FFA, and the Ocarina Band from Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility was there, and the Precision Pitchfork Drill Team was as good as it's ever been. The Betsy Ross Blanket Toss was as well, and just gorgeous. Those big Percheron horses, teams, 8-horse teams of Percherons pulling those big wagons with the 4-H's on it. It was glorious. And then the fireworks went off in the evening from the 2 pontoon boats out on the lake, and there were no mishaps, and young couples walking around in the dark and seeing bursts of light in the sky and thinking whatever young people think when they see that. And it's none of my business. And going off into the dark. The 4th of July Best Pie in Town contest was won by Marlene, the church secretary at Lake Wobegon Lutheran Church. She made this beautiful banana cream pie, and it was an enormous meringue on the top of it. And the secret was that she baked it right before the contest, so it was still warm. The perpetual winner is Irene Bunsen, who always makes a pecan pie. But this year, she put in too much bourbon in it, and it just, you know, a little bit is okay for the taste of it. But this was a pecan pie that one would hesitate to eat if you were having to operate heavy machinery afterward. And so that was the story. It was the 40th anniversary of the world's largest pile of burlap bags in Lake Wobegon, 1974. The Dickmeyers, Earl and Ruby Dickmeyer, own this thing. It's out beside their barn, just north of town. It is now 97 feet high, and it is 122 feet wide, and almost 300 feet long, and it is the largest pile of burlap bags in America. It takes a lot of work to keep this up, you know. You got to keep adding things to it. And meanwhile, there's another pile of burlap bags in Burlington, Vermont that is trying to catch up, and so there's competition here. They've had to put in a parking lot because so many people come from all over to see this thing. So many people who write into the website worldslargestpile.org. They write in and they swear that they've been cured of various spinal ailments, spinal stenosis, just by standing beside it and putting their hand on it. This enormous pile of burlap bags creates a lot of heat at the core, and this heat, they believe, combines chemically to create an element called phlogiston, which they think has something to do with this and other ailments. And people write in to the website and they say they've been cured. Well, the Dickmeyers are old people and they would like to retire and move down to Texas. But how do you leave this thing behind that means something to all these people, even if only for ridiculous reasons? So they keep working at it. It's not the greatest accomplishment in the world to accomplish something just by accumulation. And every week or so, you go out and toss more burlap bags up there and you shore up the sides. It's not anything necessarily a person would want to base their life on. But there it is. There it is. Who knows what to make of it? We don't even try to understand it. These anniversaries go by, you know. The Sons of Canute, they were supposed to celebrate their 150th anniversary in 1991, and it just slipped by, and it turned out that 1991 wasn't the right year. It should have been in 1990, and they were embarrassed at having missed it, and so that anniversary passed and without comment. And the town itself should have celebrated its 150th about the same time. And people talked about having a big celebration. But had they celebrated the anniversary of the founding of the town, then the state of Minnesota might have found out that Lake Wobegon exists. Nobody had known this before. It's not on the map, and it's been an undisclosed municipality. And if the state of Minnesota found out, they would send people up there who would find out that Lake Wobegon is not in compliance. It never has been in compliance. It does not care to comply. It would kill them to comply. And so, onward we go. A mystery to everybody. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.